Buddy, can you hear me back there? Someone in the back of me? Yes? Okay, good. My name is Paula Swanson, and I'm the product marketing manager for Replistore. And it's my pleasure today to be here to talk to all of you about it. And I have with me Izzy Abdur-Rashid from Praetorian Financial Group. He's going to talk about an implementation they've done with Replistore in VMware. And also I have my colleague Khalid Rawasta. Khalid is the product manager for Replistore. So what I'd like to do is go through the presentation, and as you can see, I'm going to cover an overview of Replistore. We'll talk about business solutions that you can solve with Replistore, and we'll talk about integration with Microsoft Volume Shadow Copy service. We'll talk about some feature highlights, how you can use Replistore in virtual environments, and then Izzy will give a synopsis of what they did at Praetorian. And then I'd like to hold questions and answers to the end because we've got two presenters. So if you have a question, go ahead and write it down so you don't forget it, and we'll answer them at the end. And if for some reason our time is up and we can't answer everyone's questions, we'll hang out longer and we'll talk to you one-on-one because I know that the open session is closed. So with that, I'd like to introduce you to the Replistore product and talk a little bit about it. How many here are at the event looking for a disaster recovery solution? Okay. How many have heard of Replistore before? Anybody using Replistore? Okay. Hopefully I'll get some converts. Replistore is an asynchronous replication product that installs on the server. And Replistore can replicate over both LAN and WAN connections. And it replicates open and closed files. And it's very easy to use, and it has a centralized management GUI, and I'm going to show you the management GUI in a coming slide. Essentially, what it will do is, you see I've got a configuration shown here where I've got a primary site and a secondary site. Initially, Replistore will replicate from the primary to the secondary to get both sites in sync. Once both sites are in sync, Replistore will replicate asynchronously to the target site, the changes only. Okay? And Replistore is integrated with Microsoft Volume Shadow Copy service. Are you familiar with Microsoft Volume Shadow Copy framework? Yes? Okay, see some heads nodding. Good. And so this is integrated right into the product, and you can use VSS for Exchange 2003, SQL Server 2005, and also the Windows file system. And as you can see, Replistore works on Microsoft Windows operating systems. And it also works on the Windows guest OS of ESX Server as well as VMware Server. And it's cluster aware. And we support heterogeneous storage. So you can use anyone's storage with Replistore, and Replistore is able to replicate direct attached storage, SAN attached, or NAS storage. These are some of the business solutions that you can solve with Replistore. So very typical use case would be data protection for disaster recovery. So, for example, if you were replicating your data, your SQL data or your Exchange data from your primary site to your secondary site, in the event you had a failure, you could set Replistore up so that it would automatically fail over to the DR site, or you could set it up that you would manually fail over to the DR site. And that's a very typical use case. We have a customer, for example, I was talking to the other day. They're using Replistore for Exchange, SQL, and their file system data. They happen to be in the hurricane hurricane area of the U.S., and they were talking on the call about their experience, and they said they really liked the product because they had had several outages, electrical outages, due to storms, but Replistore was, A, replicating the data and failing over, and they didn't have any loss of productivity, so they were very, very happy. Additionally, Replistore can be used for branch office data consolidation. So a lot of our customers, for example, have remote offices. And rather than having those remote offices, all of them doing their own backup solution, what they do is they install Replistore at those remote sites, and Replistore can then replicate asynchronously to the central data center, and there they do their backups. And it's much more efficient. So if you think about it, rather than having tapes that are backup processes that are at the remote sites, tapes that have to be managed, shipped off-site. It's all done at a central data center, and the central data center does it consistently, and they manage the tapes, and everything is in one location, and it can be shipped off-site. So that's a big use case for us as well. Data distribution is another use case for RepliStore. So, for example, RepliStore could take, and in the other scenarios, it was a one-to-one replication. With branch office data consolidation, it was a many-to-one, but we can also do one-to-many. So, for example, if you've got data on a primary server on a server in your central office and you want to replicate that out to edge servers, you could do so with RepliStore for either, we have a customer, for example, that uses it for web servers for load balancing. So that's another use case. And as I mentioned earlier, RepliStore has integrated Microsoft Volume Shadow Copy service. And so what's really nice about this service is, first of all, it's part of the RepliStore product. So you don't have to leave the RepliStore product. It's part of the GUI. And VSS provides you with remote application consistent or multiple remote application consistent snapshots. So let's say, for example, in that first scenario where you were doing DR from, let's say, Boston to St. Louis, let's say you happen to replicate over a virus. But if you've taken several snapshots with VSS and you knew the virus happened before 12 o'clock, you could revert to the snapshot before 12 o'clock and you'd be able to recover. So that's what's kind of nice about VSS. And VSS management is all done within the RepliStore product. We also have wizards to set up VSS, so we have Exchange and SQL wizards to really make it very simple. You can see on this slide there's a picture of the wizard. It's really very simple, point and click. Prompts users, for example, for the failover parameters. It's a really simple and easy setup. This is a picture, and I realize this is an eye chart, especially for those of you in the back, of the centralized management. So RepliStore, what this is intended to show, you can see the bottom server there is kind of grayed. That server is the one highlighted, and therefore, whatever that server is on that server, anything that's happening, you can see shows up in the other screens. And so if you wanted to view the other servers, you'd simply select those other servers, and you could view what was happening with them. And you notice at the bottom I've got an arrow pointing to traffic lights down there. There's red, yellow, green traffic lights. And those traffic lights monitor the overall health of the site. So that's a little visual to give you a sense of what's happening. This is a close-up view of this. So, for example, if you've got the bottom server selected, that's what you're going to be viewing in those other screens. And again, each server, as you notice, has the same traffic light, red, yellow, green. And RepliStore has lots of configuration parameters. So, for example, you can configure performance. So you can configure your network settings. It's pre-configured for WAN, LAN, or FastLAN. You can do memory tuning with RepliStore. Lots of options with the product. We try and make it very, very flexible and very easy to use. We've also got some flexible scheduling options. So, for example, you can pause updates. You can throttle your replication. So let's say you have peak usage hours during a portion of the day. Let's say from 10 to 2 is peak business hours, and you'd like to throttle how much you're replicating over to your target site. So you can do throttling, or you can do scheduling. You can schedule replication over to the target site. Whatever you want to do, it's very, very flexible. We also have some flexible security options. These are kind of cool. How many of you have security as kind of an issue with either within the company or within the products that you're buying that you have to have certain security features? Anybody? Yeah, we're hearing that a lot from our customers too. So RepliStore comes with the standard security option that's configured with the product is connection, and that essentially authenticates server-to-server connectivity. We also have as an option, and again, it's in the product, you can choose it, it's digital signature, which essentially guards against tampering, and all the messages are signed with the 16-byte signature. And it has, that's a little bit higher than connection, and the highest level of security would be encryption, 128-bit encryption. And again, these are all selectable by you within the product. You can also assign rights and roles. So let's say I'm the person who's managing and responsible for a RepliStore, but I want to be able to give some level of responsibility to a subset of users. So you can do that with the product as well. So you can see we've got permissions down here in the lower right-hand corner. If I, let's make believe I just selected that, and here comes up the user or the group permissions, and you could give the user that you had selected a subset of permissions for the product. RepliStore works the same in virtual environments as it does in physical. So, for example, it will replicate Windows data to virtual machines, to physical machines. It can replicate over any distance. It really doesn't matter. We have very flexible physical and virtual licensing. If you'd like to talk to me about that afterwards, I'd be more than happy to go into some detail for you. And as far as the use cases, the same use cases as the physical. So data protection for disaster recovery. We can do branch office data consolidation as well as data distribution. But then there's some other things that you can do that are kind of cool with RepliStore as well. For example, migrating or consolidating your physical servers to virtual servers. So here, this, and we have a white paper that describes this in more detail, but here you see we're showing a diagram where you've got three physical servers with direct attached storage. In this particular diagram, we're showing the system disk only, but this can be done with both the system disk and the data disk. So what we're going to do is use RepliStore to replicate to a SAN. And once it's replicated to the SAN, you use the VMware converter to convert those system disks to virtual disks, and then you serve them up to the ESX server. But again, the same thing can be done with the data disks, but with the system disk, you just need to go through the process of virtualizing them. So as I said, there's a white paper that can talk you through the detail of this. This is just a high level of what we can do. Then let's say you've made that transition, and now you're in the virtual environment. So once you're in the virtual environment, now you want to use those servers maybe that you migrated from. You might want to use some of those at your target location so you can have a DR site. So then here you can see RepliStore would replicate both your system, has the possibility of replicating both your system and your data disk from your primary location to your DR site. And essentially you'd be provided with a bare metal recovery solution at your virtual site, at your target site by the fact that you've replicated both that system and data disk over there. RepliStore can also be used to protect virtual center. So this is some testing that we just recently completed. Assume you've got your primary site, it's virtualized, you've got your target site virtualized, and let's say you've got so many virtual machines, you want to manage those with virtual center. So with RepliStore, you could replicate, and virtual center works in a passive, active-passive mode. So at the primary site, virtual center would have visibility to the machines at the primary location and the target. Let's say, for example, you had a failure at the primary, that's pretty straightforward. RepliStore would fail over to the target site all your virtual machines. You'd do a manual failover for virtual center, and then you'd be back in business. If you had a situation where just virtual center went down, you could manually fail over virtual center at your target site, and then that target location becomes the primary, and it could manage both the primary and the target virtual machines. And again, that's if you something you'd like to do, and you have so many virtual machines you're using virtual center. And that really wraps up the presentation on RepliStore itself. So what I'd like to do at this time is turn it over to Izzy, and he's going to talk to you about a recent installation they did, their business problems and things like that. And at the end, we'll take questions. Okay?
You hear me okay? All right, so first I just want to acknowledge I have no affiliation with EMC. I'm not paid to be here. However, based on my experience, I can't think of a better strategic partner that you can choose for your organization because at the end of the day, I have to face my superiors and the users about usability. And I've found from my personal experience that leveraging EMC family of products has been a win-win proposition for both me and the business as well. So having said that, Praetorian Financial Group is a specialty insurance company. What does that mean? We're not a property and casualty company. You wouldn't come to us for auto policies or to insure your home. We work with general agents, which are independent companies throughout the United States that basically drum up business. So it might be for rather oddball applications. For example, You might have a very wealthy person who has a fleet of antique cars worth $100 million. Well, he wouldn't go to Allstate to get those antique cars insured. Or it might have a situation like you have a movie producer, and if he suffers an accident, the movie now loses revenue. So they'd be looking for a specialty insurer to cover those kinds of policies, and that's what we do. So we work with our general agents, which are our real customers. They do the deals. They come back. We underwrite it. They make a commission and so on. So in this market, we're headquartered in New York City, and we have a Praetorian Insurance Company, which is a large business office in Itasca, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago. And we have some satellite offices in Brentwood, Tennessee, Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Missouri. We have a special investigations unit of fraud prevention in Gardini, California. And we have a lot of road warriors, people with laptops running all around the country bringing up the business. Our business challenges, they're the same as your business challenges. We're concerned, of course, with reliability, stability, security of the applications, while containing costs. But for us specifically, we're very much concerned with agility, because our CEO decides that he wants to go to the moon with 6 weeks' notice, and I've got to somehow make our infrastructure support that. So infrastructure is very, very key for us, infrastructure agility. And leveraging EMC products, what we've done is we used VMware, which gives us a better return on investment, lower total cost of ownership, and really gives us the flexibility that we need to jump whenever the CEO says jump. But some of the problems that we were facing was with our legacy infrastructure, we were using traditional technologies, implementation of OSs and applications directly on hardware, and it took a lot of effort to bring up new applications. There was a consistency issue from one application to the next. We had serious issues with disaster recovery because, as you know, not many organizations can afford to have 100% idle hardware sitting in disaster recovery. So you prioritize your applications based on how essential they are to the business and your tolerance for downtime. You provision some hardware, and then hopefully when there's actually a disaster incident, you can actually go out there and buy on the open market the additional hardware. The problem is what? You buy new hardware. What's the problem? What's that? Compatibility, absolutely. By now, the chipsets have changed. Now your images don't restore. So by leveraging some of the EMC products with VMware, we're able to have that layer of hardware abstraction. So we can basically take an 1855 blade image, restore it to a 1955 inside of a VM, and it's not an issue for us at all. Data center space and cost. Our current data center is actually housed inside of our primary business office at 7 Times Square. Very, very, very expensive real estate. We're going to be relocating that to Princeton area in New Jersey. But even so, whether it's a primary data center or a disaster recovery site, we get charged for every single rack that we take up. And the less racks we can use, the better it is for the business. So virtualization really gives us that higher level of compression and space utilization there. Business requirements. Reducing our costs, our licensing costs, scalability, high availability, server visualization. Oh, you still got that error there. That's server virtualization, portability, and so on. Technology. As I indicated, we leverage EMC products. We have EMC Clarion for our SAN. We have the Centera for the NAS. We use virtualization everywhere we possibly can. I would say that 95% of our entire infrastructure is sitting on top of some virtualization. The only exceptions being Oracle, which sits on hardware for performance reasons. Disaster recovery. So here was the quandary for us. We have a number of different replication techniques that we use for various applications like Oracle and so on. But specifically with respect to VMs, we were very much concerned with having crash-consistent images on the VMs on the far side. We do, in part, have scheduled backups of our VMware. We can actually quiesce it and make sure that we get entirely pristine images. But we're very much concerned about volatility on those local VMs that aren't being captured for business continuity purposes. So we actually selected RepliStore as a product because it has awareness of the write buffer and all the cache states inside the operating system, as opposed to if we had done replication purely at the SAN level, it would have no knowledge of these write caches. So what we did is something rather ingenious. We took a VMware instance with RepliStore installed on the production site, and they are replicating to a collector, so it's many to one. It's replicating to a collector on the disaster recovery site. So it appears to be a local C drive or D drive at the source. It could actually be a G, H, I, J, K, and so on at the collector side. So it really conserves our configuration and maintenance on the far side. But in fact, what's actually happening is the VMDK and all the VM specific content is actually being replicated over to the other side. When we actually have an incident, all we do is just point ESX at that content on disk, because it sees it as in fact a VM. It loads it, runs it, and then we're good to go. We've done this, tested this on numerous occasions, and we have 100% success rate with this. So we're very, very happy with the RepliStore implementation for VM recovery. Business benefits, this is must be preaching to the choir. Is there anyone here not using VMware at all? Right. You guys understand. Server provisioning, portability, we already discussed that, and the reduction in recovery time. I'll tell you, a real win case for us was we had a failure of a legacy Oracle financial server running on legacy hardware. We had to bring this up very quickly. The hardware was end of life. We brought all of Oracle Financial's applications up within 24 hours on VM. And the Oracle Financial DBA just was completely astonished. She thought for sure this was going to take weeks to do, which of course the business couldn't afford. So it was a real, real visible success story for us. And then we didn't have to have any more conversation about justifying virtualization costs. Success rate, we took a giant data center and we cut it down to about 1/6 of its footprint, which meant not only the space freed up in the data center, but reduced cooling costs, power consumption. On the DR side, I don't know about you, but we get charged for power separately from the floor space. So reducing that was a big savings for us. 52 physical servers down to 9 EXX hosts. And today we're running 91 virtual servers on the 9 hosts. By the way, we use ESX and VMware for everything except Oracle. Sometimes people ask us, do you use that for Exchange? How many users do you support? What about SQL Server? Across the board, we have VMs. And clustering, we'll hold the questions to the end, if you don't mind. And clustering, we'll have the cluster nodes distributed across physical hardware, but each one is, in fact, sitting within a VM. We leverage Citrix quite a bit. As I indicated, we have a primary office in New York and then some satellite offices. We had real issues because of inconsistency in the way the content was administered, lack of reliable backups or replication, and recoverability for the business of these various sites. And we decided to leverage Citrix products to allow centralized management of all of our applications. So it's all accessed remotely, and they have a virtual desktop basically running inside of our data center that's visible from anywhere in the world. A really nice story is our CEO, current CEO, joined us in late March. About a week later, April, he was on a Lufthansa flight to Germany. He happened to be in a hot spot where they offered internet access at 40,000 feet, and he had complete connectivity to his desktop. That's his full desktop. That's not OWA. Very, very impressive. Yeah, I think that's it. So we'll turn it over to questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Izzy. So does anybody have any questions? I saw a hand raised down there, the gentleman in the red shirt.
Okay.
to repeat the question?
Yeah, repeat the question, please. Yeah. We typically allow visibility of one dual-core CPU for each of the VMs, and that's on a case-by-case basis, you know, depending upon the application load. Well, it doesn't have a dedicated CPU, because we have 8 to 10 virtual machines on a single box. All right, there'll be dual processors. We have yet to deploy 4 entire CPUs to any VM. And that's mostly for license containment, because a lot of these products are licensed on a number of CPUs. Right, there's 4 ways. There are 4-way dual cores at the physical layer, right? And then within the VM, we'll present 1 or 2. Okay, that's unfortunately I'm in management, and that's a question best left for my engineers. Give you their strategy and their algorithms for how to do that. Yeah, they have some baseline that they follow, and then based upon their experience. Yeah. In the back there. Okay.
I came out of another session where another speaker said that basically this kind of hardware-based replication works most of the time, and you use host-based replication to make sure that you have 100% failover in the cover. So, who might believe?
But, well, this is host-based replication that we're talking about.
In general, I mean, we are not speaking about this specific case. You are asking a generic question. Replastore in a virtual machine will be set inside the virtual machine itself. And Replastore will be aware of all your files. Like you mentioned double take, we are like double take. So we are in the same category of products. So we will, part of this, when you're specifying the set of files you want to replicate, Replastore actually would also discover all the database, the log files, and it will continuously replicating these files to the DR site. And then, as we mentioned about the VSS, additionally, you can choose to take a snapshot on the target initiated from the source that they are consistent. How they are consistent? Because we are if you are familiar with the VSS framework, Replastore is the VSS requester. So in the source, we will request the VSS framework that we want to take a snapshot, then the VSS framework will request the exchange writer to quest the data because they want to take a snapshot. So the exchange will flush all data and it will be in a consistent state, and Replastore, through its interaction with the VSS framework, will know the end of the consistent data, and it will both a marker and it will send it to the target site. And when the target did give that marker, know that the data up to that point is a consistent data and will take a snapshot on the target. No, there's no copy number because we are already continuously replicating the data. We're just inserting a marker at the end of the stream that we are sending. So we can take snapshots, yeah.
Okay, so the key is that you're aware of exchange.
Yep. Yep, we are.
And put a marker and then that's the marker
said
at that point we can stop. Yes. And the snapshot is taken at the target. So when the marker gets replicated to the target, there's no overhead on the production site. The snapshot is taken on the target site.
There will be a temporary one at the source just to get the application in that state, and then we'll delete that temporary. But I mean, so you'll have the VSS snapshot, and you'll have the real-time replica. So in case you couldn't come out of the real-time replica, you have the VSS snapshot. Or if you have a virus, you can go to an earlier snapshot. Okay.
Another question in the back? So is the question, can RepStore replicate from SAN attached storage over to, from the primary to the target? It can replicate direct attached storage or SAN attached storage, it doesn't matter.
So I think that your question about for the clustering, you have to remember, the clustering is a separate piece, it's not RepStore. We are cluster aware. It means if you implement your clustering in VMware, then you have to follow the best practice Microsoft or the VMware recommended stuff, and then RepStore in that environment will be cluster aware. So if there is a failure in that cluster, RepStore will fail to the second cluster to continue the replication. So yes, it's your responsibility to implement the cluster based on the best practice.
That was music.
Did you have a follow-up? Okay. Another gentleman, I think, in the back had a question right here. So it really depends on your environment, but it's probably 5% or less. So very minimal. Any more questions? I thought I saw someone else had a question.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry. Right back here. Yes, sir. So RepStore has the capability. The question was, how many snapshots can RepStore take? So you can take as many as 512 if you have the storage capacity. But obviously, that's an awful lot of storage. So 512, I think, is the max. From Windows.
Yeah. So the number of snapshots is defined by the VSS framework. So part of VSS, if you are not using the shadow folder feature, then you have 512. If you are using that feature, then you have 512 minus 64. And for best practices, I think you have to allocate 60 to 100% storage for each additional snapshot. So RepStore enable you inside RepStore. You can choose how many snapshots you want to keep. So for example, if you part of your planning, say my storage can handle up to 5 snapshots. So I want you to keep just the latest 5 snapshots. So once it comes to the 6th snapshot, you say, oh, if it creates the 6th, that one successfully, it will delete the old one. So you always can maintain your storage at the level that you want.
Question here. RepStore is host-based software. Yes, so RepStore is licensed on a per-server basis. And obviously, if you had 2 servers, you'd need 2 licenses. Question down here? And by the way, the question was, is it software only? Sorry, I didn't repeat that.
You mean on the target?
On the source.
On the source, this is, so what we are doing, we are creating the snapshot in the target, and we are running ECU tilt to make sure the integrity of that snapshot, to make sure it's a good snapshot. Once that's verified, we inform the source, we are done, delete it. So it will be just for the period of time where we are checking the integrity of that snapshot, because that's a recommendation by Microsoft.
Any other questions? Gentleman right here?
Question for Easy. How many users do you have regarding the exchange?
Mm-hmm. 400.
400.
400 mailboxes.
Did everyone hear that question? How many users on Exchange?
Does that cluster Exchange?
Excuse me?
Is that cluster Exchange?
Yes, cluster Exchange. Exchange 2003.
The question was the size of the database?
I should say it's pretty large. We've got some mandates to basically allow unlimited storage to move some very large documents around for collaborative purposes, especially in marketing.
I just general thing about the Exchange. So, I mean, when you want to protect Exchange, I mean, something you have to consider what kind of user you have, how many users in the distance, and the bandwidth. So these are the factors defined. If you can handle it, if your infrastructure can handle it, because I mean there is the law of physics. If your data exchange is higher than your bandwidth, of course you can't handle it. So there is some consideration you have to evaluate when you are implementing a DR solution for Exchange.
You know, I'd like to point out on our website, and I've got the address up here. There's lots of material on the website, including our case study that we've done with Praetorian. But also on the website, you'll see a link to a bandwidth simulator and reporting tool for RepliStore. And so you can download this tool, and this allows you to essentially test RepliStore in your site and see what is your rate of change and will your link, will your connection be able to support it. So it's a nice little simulation and reporting tool that customers are using.
One thing I want to add about the solution for Exchange, RepliStore provides you the ability to take a full or Kobe snapshot. So if you want to offload your backup to the DR, then what you do, you can enable RepliStore to take a full Kobe, and in this case, your log will be translated in the source, and you can take out the backup on your target machine. So if you are looking for a way to offload the backup from your production to the target, that will be enabling you to do that, and you will make sure that the Kobe that you are backing out is a consistent Kobe. The only thing I mean, you have to be aware, as with Exchange, you can have one application, one third-party application managing your logs. You cannot be having a local backup that take a full and RepliStore because you have a gap in your logs. So you have to have one application manage your logs. So if you choose RepliStore, that will be RepliStore. If you are doing locally, use RepliStore to do a snapshot type copy. And you get the same benefit, but we're not going to truncate the log for you, so we don't create any problem for your restore operation.
Good questions. Anyone else? Yes?
Okay. That's a good idea, actually.
That is a good idea.
Yeah,
good feedback. Thank you.
Telling us when people do a presentation, one point and they put all the colors, he say complain and see you guys, I can't see you. That's a good one.
Thank you. Any other questions? Well, I hope we answered, I hope we gave you a good overview of RepliStore. If you'd like more